proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. As we look into the different roles that God plays as Father, today we study how He supports His children. God sustains those individuals who trust in Him, fulfilling His obligation to them as a parent would to their child. He will provide for the needs of all those who put Him as the highest priority of their lives. Jesus Christ made that point clear in His Sermon on the Mount. He instructed His followers, quote, "Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Rather," He continued, "what they needed to do was, quote, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," unquote. The author of Psalm 65 described how God made the earth fruitful. Quote, "Thou visitest the earth, and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it," unquote. Again, the author of Psalm 65 added, quote, "Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof," unquote. And yet again from Psalm 65, quote, "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing," unquote. The 8th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy detailed how God met the needs of the Israelites during their time in the wilderness. Moses said, quote, "He humbled thee and suffered thee the hunger and fed thee with manna," unquote. Why did God do this? Moses added that God, quote, "might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live," unquote. Years later, Nehemiah in the 9th chapter of his book added these words, quote, "Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years that thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not," unquote. The Old Testament contained other examples of God sustaining His people. Jacob, when he was on his deathbed, praised, quote, "the God which fed me all my life long unto this day," unquote. God ordered ravens to feed the prophet Elijah, as noted in 1 Kings chapter 17. He maintained Daniel's well-being when in Daniel chapter 1, that young man had, quote, "purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank," unquote. The Bible also taught that God met the spiritual needs as well as the physical needs of His followers. In the 17th Psalm, David told God, quote, "I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness," unquote. His son Solomon, in Proverbs chapter 19, taught that, quote, "the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied," unquote. In the New Testament, Paul assured the Philippian Christians in the 4th chapter of his epistle to them. He assured them that, quote, "my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus," unquote. God's capability to provide for the needs of His people distinguishes Him as the one true God. Nothing is impossible for Him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.